Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Anders Breivik, the 33-year-old Norwegian who went absolutely nuts on July 22nd of last year, has said in court that he practiced for the massacre using modern warfare. He also said he played World of Warcraft incessantly when he took a sabbatical from work between September 2006 and December 2007, playing it for 16 hours a day. Now, of course, all of the people that are out there that hate video games are saying that video games are bad and they caused the slaying in Norway. Of course they didn't, and don't be absolutely ridiculously stupid, you Daily Mail readers and Daily Express readers. Lots and lots of people have lots and lots of fun playing shoot-em-ups and never hurt a soul. Move on. Google CEO Larry Page says Android isn't critical to Google. He said, and he's questioning at the Oracle versus Google patent trial, that whilst it's important, Google says that Android is not critical to the company. He also said that given the choice, he'd have climbed into bed with Sun Microsystems instead of Oracle, but because Sun Microsystems were bought by Oracle, they couldn't really do that. Page also said that they only use the free part of Java, and when he was asked what was the free part of Java, he said, "I'm not the expert on that." Oh dear, Larry, you shouldn't have made the first statement then, really, should you? Panasonic has released the Aluga. It's available. Thank you, John Fashinu. It's available on pre-order if you want it from Expansys, but do be careful. This thing is a dust-resistant and water-resistant phone, but if you start taking it in the bath with you and you drop it and it goes all horribly wrong, then you won't get any money back, because if you buy it from the French website, they'll only cover the warranty in France. It's going to come originally with gingerbread, but it will get ice cream sandwich later in the year. It's a pretty samey phone, it has to be said, but it does herald the return of Panasonic to the mobile market. Now, if you want something that's fancy and dandy and you spent a lot of money on it, then you can get the Brightworks Model 1. It's a high-definition projector and an HTPC all-in-one. Brightworks is spelt with a Y and an E, and that's about the most interesting thing about this thing. It's got a computer inside it. You can have whatever processor you want, right the way down from a 1.6 Atom up to a 3.6 gig Core i7. It pumps out 11,000 lumens at 1920 by 1200 resolution and obviously does a whole lot more. You can also have SSDs in there from 60 to 120 gigabytes and a 2 terabyte spinning hard drive if you want, and it'll run Windows 7 or some kind of custom GUI that you have them build for you. Not surprisingly, it's not cheap. It's $3,000, which is actually a lot less than I thought it was going to be, but I can't stand projectors, especially high-end ones. Now, have you ever thought, I'll tell you what I fancy doing, taking all of my stuff I've got at home and turning it into an interactive 3D model? Well, fear not, because there is an iOS application to do just that with your iPad. Yes, there's a company called ArcBall, and they've created the ArcBall Spin. Basically, it's an application that you're going to be able to get on iOS, and you put it on your iPad, and you slowly move around a subject, and it will create a 3D rendering of it. Now, it won't be very good. Apparently, it does it far better if you use their table, which is called the ArcBall Stage. That's going to cost you $60 if you go over to the Kickstarter project, but when you get it, it will spin at 3 revolutions per minute, and you will get a perfect composite picture of anything you damn well like. It does look rather good, and it's only $60, including the application, so I might have a play with that. That sounds great. Apple's marketing SVP, Phil Schiller, has deleted his Instagram account, and one eagle-eyed person noticed and sent him a question. Why did you delete it, Phil? He said it jumped the shark when it went to Android. I have no idea what jumping the shark's about. I know the Greeks used to jump bulls and stuff, but there's a bull in there somewhere. Also in Apple news, iCloud is being driven forwards with a free conversion offer. If you're running Leopard and you're running Mobile Me, you should have had, or you probably will get, an email from Apple telling you that you're going to get a free copy of Snow Leopard. You've got to pay two iterations if you want to go from Leopard to Lion, but what they're saying is they'll give you Leopard free of charge as long as you then go to Lion and upgrade to go to iCloud. It's a great offer. Well done, Apple. But I can't see many people that are on Leopard taking it up, because they're probably on old machines that aren't going to be compatible. Also available in the App Store this morning is Voice Answer. It reckons it's the solution to the problems associated with not having Siri and not having Evie. Well, it's £2.79 for a start, or $3.99, which means that it's a lot more expensive than Evie. And from the goes that I've had this morning, having downloaded and played with it, it's a turd rolled in glitter. Don't buy it until they've fixed it, and wait till they've fixed it. It's at version 1 at the moment, there, be warned. I did tell you. Logitech has also revealed an ultra-thin keyboard cover for the iPad. It looks super good. It's one of those little crossover keys that drop down. It's not one of those rubbery things that's horrible to type with. It looks very, very nice. It performs probably quite well, and it's only $99, so that's going to come out about 65 quid over here. I'm going to write to Logitech, see if I can get a review unit, but it's very thin and it's very sexy. Nikon have created the WU1A, and there's a nice picture of it connected to their brand new camera, the DX33-1800 thingy dabby F series. I couldn't care less, it's a Nikon. Basically, this thing's fantastic. It's your Wi-Fi, so it beams all your photos out from this camera and sticks them into your MacBook or whatever, and it's $60 if you want it. The good thing as well is that it takes a smartphone application going in. Unfortunately, it's only Android, it's not iOS yet, but if you've got an Android phone, you can trigger your camera remotely using your phone. That's a good idea. And finally, if you live in China and you want to go somewhere exotic for your honeymoon, fear not, because the latest craze in China is to actually have yourself photoshopped into exotic locations. You go after you've had your service and you stand in a studio against a green screen and people take pictures of you, and then they paste you into pre-shot pictures of other locations, and you can look like you were in Hawaii or somewhere like that doing it. Yeah. Apparently it costs $950 to have your wedding album Fate in China. I'm living in the wrong country. There's more money out there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook at British Tech Network. We'll be back again with the nonsense show tomorrow night at 9:30 and the F1 show for Bahrain on Monday night. Have a great weekend. I'm going away now. I'm going to watch some rugby. I'll be down at Ospreys tonight at Swansea, so if you're in Swansea, come and say hello. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.